Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Thanks again for subscribing. And we are covering so many versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible. And these are the so-called books not found in your Christian bookstore, right? And have you ever asked your pastor why they never discuss the translation issues? Have you ever asked your pastor that? Have you ever asked your pastor why he calls himself pastor? I'm kidding. Anyway, when I finished last week's blog, I said we are going to stray away from the book So Many Versions because I want to give you some valid points about the New American Standard, okay? And this, and I did not tell you this, but at the end of last week's blog, that was taken directly from the Lachman Foundation website, okay? New American Standard Bible from the Lachman Foundation website. Readable, trusted, literal, and timeless. Background and history. Okay, we talked about that first paragraph where it says, discover what the original text says, word for word. Well, there is no original text on the face of the planet. So you might want to go talk to Pat Lachman and ask him why that is. And by the way, I have a friend, well, I had a friend, he passed away a couple years ago, but who knew Pat Lachman, okay? And some of the information that I have for you is because he knew that person. And so that's why I want to stray away from the So Many Versions book, because it's not, some of it, I'm not sure if it's coming directly from the source, but this is, okay? In 1995, the NASB was updated, increasing clarity and readability. Vocabulary, grammar, and sentence structure were carefully reviewed for greater understanding and smoother reading. Trust, discover, and enjoy the NASB for yourself today. Quote, I believe the NASB is the most accurate translation thus far. It's my Bible of choice, and I highly recommend it for all pastors and seminary Bible students. Dr. Charles Stanley, pastor, First Baptist Church, Atlanta, president, In Touch Ministries. The New American Standard, the NASB is my Bible, the finest and clearest of translations for inductive study. You can be sure this is the translation I recommend above all others. K. Arthur, co-founder, Precept Ministries International. And I would encourage you to check out Precept Austin. I think it's preceptaustin.org. It is absolutely horrible, okay? K. Arthur was actually confronted by my friend at a Christian book fair, and because my friend owned a couple of bookstores, he confronted her and showed her in the New American Standard all the errors that were in it, and she turned and walked away. The New American Standard is an excellent translation that seeks the closest possible verbal equivalency. Dr. R.C. Sproul, who is 100% hardcore Calvinist, he does not know how to rightly divide. On most of his books, he tells you to accurately handle. Okay? Underlying the New American Standard Bible is the evangelical commitment of the translators, all of whom believe the words of the original manuscripts of Scripture were given by God. Again, we have no originals. And then how about this? The Hebrew text, the latest edition of Rudolf Kittel's Biblia Hebraica, has been employed together with the most recent light from the lexicography, cognate languages, and the Dead Sea Scrolls. Have you guys ever read the Dead Sea Scrolls? I mean, if you want a good laugh, read it. And then how about the Greek text? Let's see if he tells us which one. Consideration was given to the latest available manuscripts with a view to determining the best Greek text. In most instances, the 26th edition of Eberhard Nessel's Novum Testamentum Grace was followed, which is a Westcott and Hort textual line. If you don't know who Westcott, Hort, and Hort is, you need to study and find out who they are, because then you will truly understand the work of these new translations. They believed in evolution. They did not believe in the literal death, burial, and resurrection. They did not believe Jesus' miracles were literal. They did not believe in the virgin birth. I mean, there's just so many things that Westcott and Hort did not believe, and they were a big help in putting these new translations together. And it is 4% of the minority text, which is the same text as the Jehovah Witness translation, the New World Translation. So why would anybody in their right mind use a translation of the Jehovah Witnesses unless they did not know they were a cult, right? The fourfold aim that guides all of our translation work. These publications shall be true to the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Again, we have no originals. They shall be grammatically correct. They shall be understandable. They shall give the Lord Jesus Christ his proper place, the place which the Word, capitalized Word, gives him. Capitalized Word in your Bible is Jesus Christ. Okay? They want lowercase Word. It's just amazing. These are scholars, right? 16 scholars put together the New American Standard. How impressive. And they don't even care about the words in the book. Therefore, no work will ever be personalized. How's that? More next week.